Where had those vines found water inside the building? The vine was Tartarian honeysuckle, a weed that grows in waste places and on abandoned ground. The flowers of Tartarian honeysuckle have no smell. That is, they smell like a virus. And they flourish in ruined habitats. Tartarian honeysuckle reminded me of Tartarus, the land of the dead in Virgil's Aeneid, the underworld, where the shades of the dead whispered in the shadows. I couldn't see through the tangled vines into the former hot zone. It was like looking into a jungle. I walked around to the side of the building and found another glass door, beribboned with tape. I pressed my nose against the glass and cupped my hands around my eyes to stop reflections, and saw a bucket smeared with a dry brown crust. The crust looked like dried monkey excrement. Whatever it was, I guessed it had been stirred up with Clorox bleach. A spider had strung a web between a wall and the bucket of waste. On the floor under the web, the spider had dropped husks of flies and yellow jackets. The time of year being autumn, the spider had left egg cases in its web, preparing for its own cycle of replication. Life had established itself in the monkey house. Ebola had risen in these rooms, flashed its colors, fed, and subsided into the forest. It will be back.
The End. You've been listening to The Hot Zone by Richard Preston, narrated by Richard Davidson. Recorded Books would like to thank Mr. Preston for his help with the pronunciations in this recording. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.